Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
And the final whistle goes at Anfield. Jordan Pickford punches the air because his late save down to his left-hand side to deny Mo Salah saves the point for Everton, denies Liverpool 3 points, and for another game this season, Steve, we're left frustrated. Chances, couldn't quite convert any of them. Like I say, the best of them maybe comes very late, and Pickford just about saves it.
Too many spells in the game where we didn't create enough. Too many spells in the game where, after picking, as you said at half time, after picking those two young lads in the centre of the park, just didn't play through the middle. Everton were Everton, weren't they? They were hard working. They were, you know, resilient. They're two lines of four. There's a goalkeeper in great form. It's a frustrating draw if you're a Liverpool fan. If you're an Everton fan, you know, they've worked hard for that. We didn't bring the quality that we know we've got to the game, did we?
And in the end, what I would say is that the two best players on the pitch, though, were probably the goalies.
Yeah, it's a fair shout. Both of them have a massive impact on what happens in the game. I think you made the point before when they gave the man of the match to Pickford, probably the number of saves he's made, and then 10 seconds after you said that, he produces another worldie to push the ball onto the post. So it's frustrating. It's a frustrating feeling for us all again, isn't it?
Yeah, I think a draw in the end is probably a fair result. Liverpool just aren't quite at it this season for whatever reason. It just isn't quite clicking. I'll bring the stats up there. By the way, just to let you guys all know, if you're streaming after this show on YouTube Live, Steve will be here with your reactions. So head on over to Twitter. Dan will be posting a tweet out very shortly asking for your match reactions. Get involved in there. If you're a YouTube member or a Discord Red Men Plus subscriber, you can get involved too. I will be at the board doing the player ratings, and then we'll have the instant match reaction streaming on Red Men Plus a little bit later. As I say that, we're going to bring the stats up here. Liverpool, 23 shots, 8 on target. We've been critical of Liverpool not getting shots on target. They did that today, Steve. They did. Well, it's hard to say they didn't create two, because they did have opportunities. Like, 8 shots that Jordan Pickford had to make saves for. A couple of straight at him, a couple of good saves. Like, Liverpool did create. They weren't brilliant, and it is frustrating, but did we just come up with against the goalie? But just in form, or is it a bit of both? Like, Liverpool could have done a bit better, but ultimately, the man of the match was their goalkeeper.
It's a bit of both. But the man of the match is the right man of the match in terms of a selection, because he's absolutely kept him in it today. I think we've hit the woodwork 3 times because he pushed that last shot onto the post and it came back to him, didn't it? So, you know, he's had a good game in terms of he's done his job, hasn't he? It is a bit frustrating. I think we felt when we saw the lineup that we would be a bit more fluid and a bit more effective through the middles. But they stopped us doing that. They had a game plan to be 2 banks of and you try and break them down, and we have 8 chances. You know, you create 8 chances, you would hope you would get 1. That guy stopped us from doing it. So, you know, again, we'll go into tomorrow, tonight, the next week, all a little bit frustrated because we're stuttering when we don't need to be stuttering, aren't we?
Yeah, like I say, we hit the woodwork a couple of times, Everton hit the woodwork. There was chances at both ends, really. What I would say is that I've had a text from my mate Sam Walker, and Sam, even that could be our title challenge over already. And it at this point in time, it just feels like the magic of Liverpool, it isn't quite there. Stay, like, these are the games, like, in seasons gone by, that Salah chance goes in. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels like when there's magic in the air for everything.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't quite there. Like, Jordan Pickford makes a very good save. But yeah, like I say, I don't think we were brilliant. I don't think we were poor. We were probably better than we were against Newcastle, for example, and yet we won. But it's just, again, fine margins and just not quite being at it. And like I say, Everton will be thinking, They hit the post. They had their new centre forward one on one with our goalie. They have an offside goal that's offside by what, half a foot.
Yeah.
Like, they're probably sitting there thinking, yeah, we could have won that as well. I think both sides will be thinking draw might be a fair result, but we could have nicked it. And that's the thing, is that Liverpool use sometimes going to Everton and just wipe the floor with them, and it wasn't the case today.
We've been used to front three years gone by converting those chances. We've got two lads in there relatively new to the side, particularly Nunes. Very unlucky with the Pickford save. It is disappointing. I mean, we're what, fifth, having played a game more than everybody else. Six, what are we now, 4 points behind City, 6 points behind Arsenal. The only saving grace now could be that there's a World Cup coming up, which is going to have impact on everybody. City have got 14 first team squad going to the World Cup. I'm clutching at straws a little bit because there is a distance between us already.
But we've
got to be better than we are. We've got to be. We said off air before we came on, you get 3 points against Bournemouth, you follow up with a 3 points against Newcastle ridiculously late in the day. Those 6 points need to become 9 points and 12 points and 15 points, because that's the bar that's being set. Everyone's waiting for Arsenal to trip. They've won 5 games in a row. Good sides win 5 games in a row.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Yeah, like I say, you're absolutely right. I then have a little look over on the YouTube. Tie wrong with the £2 super chat. There's no sugarcoating it. We are terrible. I'm not sure terrible. I don't think Liverpool were terrible today. Like I say, on another day, those chances aren't all saved. Something doesn't quite. I don't think Liverpool were brilliant, but when you, like I say, 8 chances created, 8 decent ones as well. You know what I mean? Like, the only one, Nunes's one is the one where he makes for himself. The rest are good Liverpool moves per se. We hit the post with Diaz. Like, it just feels like, I don't know, Everton fans like to call us the devil's club. It feels at the moment like we're not. Like, just those little bits just aren't going for you. And we're not quite at it. And there's a difference. We're not quite at our level, or maybe this is our level, I don't know. And added to it, just isn't quite working for us in front of goal. But I thought people talk about lack of creativity. I didn't see that, to be honest. I think there was creativity. Was the finishing brilliant? Maybe not. But I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, my overriding point of view is there is that the fair play to their goalie, and we were just like 80, not 100%. And when those two things combine, you say a draw 0-0.
I mean, going back to the super chat, I think terrible's a stretch, really is. But you need to be at it every single game in this league. And when you're not, it kind of magnifies where you find yourself. So there's a frustration today because everyone's looking at the top end of the table thinking we've got to push on for that. Pickford was inspired today. You know, there's a thing in, amongst Liverpool fans that opposition goalkeepers turn into prime Yashin in games against Liverpool. He's a good shot stopper. I don't think anyone can doubt that. And on another day, the one that comes back to, doesn't quite come back to Jota, comes back to Jota and he puts the rebound away and we win the game. It's hard. It's hard at the moment because we have an expectation to win games of football. It's not quite happening.
What did you make of the subs? Because it felt like Jürgen tried. I thought the Cavalier goes off and Firmino goes as an attacking sub. We'll talk more about it on the into the match reaction and things. But my instant feeling is that Milner going to right back worked against Newcastle, and I don't think it quite worked today. It was my overall sense of that. They had a bit more joy against him when he wasn't quite the collective influence. Now, Trent was having a great game by all means. Managers live and die by decisions. Robbo was a good sub. I thought Robbo had a decent game when he came on. It just felt like that sub maybe in hindsight. But Harvey in midfield struggled when he went to that two. Again, it was injury four, so I get what his point was. But yeah, it felt like it just didn't quite work off the bench for us in times gone by at camp. But this one, maybe Jota. You have to do that. You've got to give him a chance to try and make a goal. But yeah, I just felt like when Milner went to right back, it felt like the balloon popped a little bit, if that makes sense. I don't know if you're off.
No, I agree. We probably could have made an additional sub at the same time and done the Matip and Gomez switch right then. That might have changed the dynamics of the game. Might have given Everton a little bit of impetus, a little bit of motivation to go forward, because Milner's not a right back. We know this. He does a good job there, but he's not a specialist right back. That's not his position. He does it for us. You could never call him a fullback. And if we put Matip in there and switch Gomez, we might have stopped that 5-minute spell where they got their tails up a little bit. And, you know, the offside goal comes from that situation as well, doesn't it? So it's a tough one. It's like you say, you live and you die by your substitutions. We now know Harvey in a two in the midfield can't work.
Not in a derby.
No, doesn't work.
No, I don't think it was right. But ultimately, we've got a Tyrone says £5. Should be thanks again. Same Tyrone from earlier says, terrible for our own standards. We haven't played a game this season where we've played to our level. I mean, Bournemouth aside, obviously. Too many people have started the season poorly. And then we've got Itch Crossbow. This looks very worrying for the league now. I'm with you on the second point. This Liverpool team playing like this is not going to win a league title, because City are that good. You have to be faultless. And we just look like a decent Premier League side at the moment. We don't look like a league time champion winning side. By all means, they could do, as players start to return and stuff. The issue we've got here, mate, is that Tyrone's right, we are below our standards. Yeah, when your standards aren't there, you need to just win until you get back to them. Liverpool have played rubbish before. They weren't great on Wednesday, but they found a way to win. This time they haven't, and that's the difference, isn't it, really? You come out of it, and if that Salah one goes in, you go, bloody hell, we've done it again. Can we kick out the season? The fine fingertips, and you're going, that's where we're at, isn't it? It just feels like we're not at it, and we could...
Yeah.
You just need to keep on the coattails of City and maybe Arsenal. Like, I still got a feeling Arsenal will fade and City are the challengers, the title champions elect almost, until someone proves otherwise. But when they are flying, you've got to just keep on their coattails. You need them to go in. You need that bounce of a ball. You need a bit of luck. And we just didn't get any of those, really.
Yeah, but there comes a point when you've got to stop hoping for things in the 93rd and the 98th minute and get it right within the 90 minutes and get back to what we know. There have been some personnel changes. Our midfield's all over the shop at the minute in terms of bodies and who is in there and what they're doing. And that was evidenced today when we switched to a double pivot that included Harvey Elliott. You know, absolutely not a guy you want in a double pivot. No disrespect to him. He's better further forward link in play. At some point, it's got to click. At some point, it should have already clicked. We shouldn't be six games into the season.
No.
Sitting here having a conversation like this, and we're already talking about coattails. It's hard at the moment. It's not terrible. I don't agree with that. I think we've been
terrible at times. Today wasn't. I don't think they were terrible today. But then on the flip side is, I'll speak to the Everton lads will be doing their shows at some point, and they'll be saying, if that Davies one goes in, or if Cody Times has run half a yard better, or if Neil Mopay is one-on-one with the goalie and does something different, we could have lost. They're the fine margins of derbies. I actually think it was a proper derby game. I think Liverpool shaded it in terms of the chances, and again, the stats kind of show you that.
Yeah.
But overall, I don't think we can argue that we drew that game, really. Their goalie's allowed to make good saves. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yeah.
The key is, can you get can you get it where he can't? Can Diaz find that extra inch to whip that one into the corner?
Yeah.
You know, can Jota react to the rebound better? Just they're things that Liverpool can control. You can't control their goalie having a worldie, well, but there are little bits that you can control it.
And this is what Everton are doing at the moment. They're even at home, they're playing to stifle the opposition, to make themselves difficult to beat. That is a famous football adage. The first thing you do when you take over a football team is you make yourself difficult to beat. That was their problem last season. They weren't difficult to beat. They're now difficult to beat, but they're not winning games.
Yeah.
And the longer that goes on, the more, you know, and it takes a team around them now to win a game, and suddenly they're in the bottom three.
But they're feeling boss about this. Yeah, but they used to wipe on the floor with them.
Because that's improved in terms of they're not being beaten by teams that were wiping the floor with them. But five or six more games into their season, four draws and a defeat, the natives will get restless because you need 3 points.
You can get away with it in the derby.
As much as we need 3 points on the board to hang on to Manchester City and Arsenal at this moment, I agree with you, European football will change Arsenal's landscape completely 3 games a week. Can their squad do that? I'm not convinced. But as much as we need 3 points to hang on to coattails, they need 3 points to put some space between them and the bottom of the table. And it hasn't happened for either today, so it's a bit bittersweet for them in that regard.
It's a good, yeah, they'll take the points, but yeah, they'll know that there's room. What they'll say is, play like that against 15 other teams and you'll probably win. And like I say, just to round up, then we've got a couple of more super chats. So MM says, title and trophy talk needs to stop. This already looks like a what can we salvage type of season with the mentality monsters but the transfer window minnows. And then Matty Gorman, we need to be looking at a long-term solution at right back. Trent is being found out every time. I thought Trent was okay. I don't think he was defensively bad. Did you?
He covered one really, really well.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure about
that. There is maybe something missing from his game at the moment. Yeah. He's not as incisive with his passing at the moment. I don't know how bringing him off has affected him. He didn't look very happy again today and he got taken off. Maybe this is a part of a footballer's development. You know, the best players in the world forever in history have been substituted. Nobody has a divine right to play every game for 90 minutes. You have to understand what we're trying to do. There is a conversation to sit down with him and say, a year ago you were fizzing balls into Salah's feet and he was using the energy off your ball to beat people. At the moment, they're coming in chest high, which is no good for a player like Mo Salah. And I don't think he's been found out. We've talked about Liverpool for a year now, where every team plays in our right back space. Jurgen Klopp knows it. Trent Alexander-Arnold doesn't sit in the changing in the manager's office at the start of the season and be told your targets are about your defensive play. Your targets are about being creative, challenging Kevin De Bruyne for assists. Right now, he's not doing that either. So that's why there's an additional frustration, because at times he looks a little bit lazy with his passing.
Yeah, you're right. Again, it's just everyone. There are a few players who are just not quite at it. And I agree with the last comment. As it stands, Liverpool aren't nowhere near title talk. You've got 9 points from 18. From 18 points available, obviously, so half the points. Extrapolate that across a season, and you're getting like 57 points. You're not going to win. I mean, you're battling. You're not even in the top four. You're 10th or something. You mean, like, so the title talk at the moment, Liverpool need to go on a massive run. There's only so many games you can drop points in, and already now, what are we? We've dropped points in 4 games already. They're just not there. They're going to have to go on a mental run, and even then, hope City. You're going to have to beat City twice probably to even consider. And at the moment, Sam, I'm with you. They just don't feel like they're right up to that level. Just to let you guys all know, then, keep an eye out on the social channels. Go and get yourselves involved. Steve will be back in this chair very, very shortly with the fan reaction show. Get your tweets in. If you're a YouTube member, you can use the live chat. If you're a Redmen Plus club legend, you can use the Discord to get your thoughts in. I will then be over at the board for the player rating show, which I'm sure will be interesting. And then later, streaming on Redmen Plus Live, we'll have the instant match reaction. We've also got Paul and Chris at the stadium, so keep an eye out on YouTube and on Redmen Plus for content from there. But yes, Steve, thanks very much for your first watch. Unfortunately, didn't quite go the result that we wanted. Before the show, producer Joe done the thumbnail and he put Jordan Pickford and Alisson and Becker on it, and it turns out it was an inspired decision from Joe because they were the two talking points of the game. A little bit reminiscent of the Champions League final. An opposition goalie denies Liverpool. Our goalie is forced to make a couple of saves, only on this time the opposition didn't get a goal, hence why it was Everton 0, Liverpool 0. Thanks for joining us throughout the entire show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you all alongside us. And yeah, we go again on Wednesday night for Napoli, but Liverpool could do with winning some games soon. See you in a bit.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.